This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the call. Another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You always want to be part, at least I think you do. You always want to be part of the conversation. I do appreciate your time with us. You know, I mean, there's so much going on today. Xander Gibbs is going to join us in the second hour. I appreciate his time with us as well. Terry Littlepage is going to join me. He's the owner of Range Broadcasting. He's also the co-owner of an online social media service called Spreely. You know, and we're always talking about the different services. And I said, you know, Facebook is, it is so hard to get you guys off of Facebook. I mean, some of you have already done so, but it's, like, really tough. But we're not going to beat them. We're not going to hurt them unless you hurt them financially. If you don't do that, if you don't hurt them from that, you know, point of view, you're not going to get anywhere with them. They're not going to care. And let me tell you what. The investors, they don't like what's going on with Facebook. And you can make a difference. You can make a change. You can force them, not just governmentally, because I don't know about you guys. I'm not looking for it to happen just governmentally. Right? Do we really want the government to have to step in every time something happens we don't like? I don't think so. At least I don't think so. You guys may want that. Okay. We got an important one. More important than me. Guess whose birthday it is today? Yeah, come on. You can pull this up. Although I can't. Come on, Susan. It's not working. Like it did. Well, we'll get her later on. What's that? That's right. You can't hear, so you don't know what's going on. Producer Tammy's birthday is today. He is 29 for the 16th time. Really cool. You know, we couldn't do anything around here without her help. And I do appreciate her so much. Anyhow, I don't know what the heck she's doing with me. Oh, you know, we always give important people birthday wishes. And if you've been around for a while, you've been with the show, you know how this goes, right? Although I'm not going to send her a coffee mug or anything because she's already got one. A whole bunch of the tea. Has to clean because I leave them all over the place. Always appreciate her. All right, you know, again, we got the big one coming up. I don't know if you guys heard this, but apparently Alyssa Milano, she accepts Ted Cruz's challenge to debate gun issues, which to me is hilarious. I got to tell you. I mean, that's like playing chess with somebody who's only ever played checkers. So since Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders debated tax reform 2 years ago, remember, the only problem with Ted is he's got to lighten up, right? I mean, Ted talks over everybody's head. A well-informed, smart man, but your eyes glaze over sometimes. It's like when he was talking about, you know, the tax reform. Matter of fact, when he was talking about the military against now President Trump. Remember when they were debating there? I looked at Tammy and others that night and I said, Trump just beat him with two or three lines. Because Cruz went through this whole thing about, you know, the percentage of GDP and the percentage of this goes in the military and how much we spend per capita. And, like, nobody understands any of that. The question comes to Trump, and he looks right out the crowd, and he says, you know what? We're going to have the biggest, we're going to have the most beautiful military on the planet. We're going to have our military will scare them so much, they won't even think about taking a shot at us. And you know, 98% of Americans get that. That's easy to understand. So hopefully, this thing with Milano, they really will get together. Now, to show you how smart she is, she challenged him to a debate on the gun issue. She also wants to go round and round with him on life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. This is hilarious. Right? And she, this is sweet with her. Then she wants to, now if you've heard her speak and talk about issues, you would never guess in a gazillion years that she would even know what a Bible was, let alone try to quote a scripture to Cruz. Right? So she quotes, because she doesn't like what he's saying, she quotes 1 Peter 4:8, which says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Well, does it cover continual murder when it comes to things like abortion? Right? I mean, seriously, she's going down this road. She thinks she's got him. She's going to throw out a scripture that she probably read somewhere on some Twitter site. So, I mean, I love this stuff. So, does that include those babies that are being killed after they're born? Alyssa? Probably not. You know, and when you talk about the right to life, the right to liberty, does that baby have a right to life? Does it have a right to liberty? It's got a heartbeat. It's got 2 arms, 10 fingers, right? 5 toes on each foot, 2 feet, just like most of us other humans have. Right? Are you going to defend that little person's right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Apparently not. I hope they sit down. This should be really good. We got a bunch of popcorn, a bunch of Pepsi. We'll be ready to go. What do you think? Joe Mussini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Terry Littlepage joins me after the break, owner of Range Broadcasting. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mussina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mussina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style, but no one else could.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website. I'll wait. Go there, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on out there, a lot that you can engage in. And I keep telling you guys, you've got to engage. You can't just spew the party line. You can't just figure you have a clue. You can't just don't do what everybody else does. Don't do what we push back on the left for doing. Just don't do that. All right? So I met this guy by phone, and nobody ever meets anybody face-to-face anymore. Everything's done over that big interweb thing. So I met this guy and had quite a bit of a conversation with him. He's got all the right ideas. He's got all the pieces in place, if you would, But again, as conservatives, especially as conservatives, we're like addicted. It's like an opium epidemic when it comes to social media. You're all stuck on Facebook. You're stuck on Twitter. You're stuck on YouTube. And every one of those, I've been telling you for the last few weeks, we've lost a bunch of conservatives because they can't make any money on those platforms anymore. And a lot of them, that's where they make their money at. But even some of you, when these new social media platforms start, what do? You post stories up and you link them back to Facebook. Doesn't help. It doesn't make things happen. So Terry Littlepage has agreed to join me. He's the owner of Range Broadcasting, who we are proudly part of now. He's also co-owner of Spreely, a social media alternative, a very good social media alternative to Facebook. I found it easy to use, easy to sign up for. Terry, thanks for joining me tonight.
Thanks, Joe.
So
good, glad to have you.
So were you sitting around some night, you know, having a beer on the couch and thinking, how can I waste a whole bunch of time flat in the front of my forehead by slamming it against the desk and, you know, go towards this social media and try to make a difference? I mean, this is a big road to hoe, is it not?
It is. And the reason I built these platforms is I was or am still a content creator on, we have a news publishing side of our business as well. And I was I guess you call it a victim. I was deplatformed or depersoned by all of the major tech tyrants. It started with Twitter. I lost my Twitter account, and it wasn't huge, but I had 20 or 30,000 followers on Twitter. And then Facebook, the YouTube was next. YouTube took down a 600,000 subscriber page, demonetized it, and then eventually pulled all my videos down. And then finally, in October, I lost pages with 11 million fans on Facebook. So I was pushed into creating these alternative platforms because of, the position that I was in. To this day, I still can't create a Facebook page. So it lasts about 15 minutes before they figure out who I am and they remove me. So my partner and I in the publishing side decided it actually happened before I was removed from Facebook. We had already started the genesis of Spreely, and in October that just accelerated things. But you're exactly right in that people are addicted to going to Facebook. They just automatically punch the Facebook app and get on there and complain. And when we first started Spreely, we were basically Facebook jail. That's where everybody went when they went to Facebook jail. And as soon as they were released from Facebook jail, they left Spreely and went back to Facebook until they were banned again. And it's ridiculous. You see them posting on Spreely, oh, just get another 7 days ban or just get another 30-day ban. And I'm scratching my head thinking, why do you keep going back? If a mechanic was working on your car, and kept screwing it up, would you keep taking it back to the same mechanic? You just move along, I would think, or a doctor or any other thing. But for some reason, these social platforms have conservatives addicted. I think they think that they're going to go on there and change a bunch of liberal minds by posting their memes. And it's just, I think that's what goes through a lot of their heads. They think they're on a mission to bring people, to the right. And it's just silly. It's not going to work, and Facebook's not going to allow it.
No, and I think we're also creatures of habit. And a friend of mine the other night posted something to show how he was being shadow banned and proved it. He proved it with the numbers. He proved it by showing you how many followers he had, how much interaction he had, that kind of thing, and ultimately how much traffic he was getting, which, for all intents and purposes, was none. And to your point, we've had the same thing that happened to us. My wife and I were driving around one night. We were going to an event, and I get this thing on my email, right? And it says, it's from YouTube. It says, we have demonetized some of your videos because they don't meet, they're not advertiser friendly, something along those lines. And I'm thinking, okay, well, whatever. I can afford to lose a few. Turn around and look, get back. It's pretty much every one of them. Okay? And,
yeah.
and we went from, I don't know what the number was, 18,000, 20,000, 30,000 views on the average per video to struggle to get 100. Couldn't even find ourselves on the interweb. So, again, people don't realize we have an election coming up. They're squelching our message, and they're doing it right in front of your face, aren't they?
They are, you know, and I think the average user, it's not as evident to the average Facebook user who's on there commenting. You know, he doesn't necessarily always recognize that his favorite page is gone, or that his, you know, he's not seeing as much of the news that he was seeing before. So it's a slow boil for those people. For guys like us, where we lost everything, you know, it's an urgent situation, and I think it's crucial because I'm not sure that most people realize how much of an impact folks like you and our, you know, we had on the 2016 election. You know, I think, and Facebook recognizes it obviously, and YouTube recognizes it obviously. I'm not even sure if Trump recognizes it. He thinks, I believe, that it's him versus the media, and doesn't really realize the input that small publishers like us and small content creators mm-hmm. like us had leading up to the, you know, up to the election. And so this time around, it's going to be hard because our voices are not out there. There's no ability to influence. So.
No, you're right. And it's hard to find. Google's making it hard to find. Google even, I'll talk about it on the other side of the break, but even our email blasts that were going out were being marked as spam before they made them in anybody's boxes. Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hurricane Dorian is weakening and turning out to sea, but it was strong enough to flood some homes on North Carolina's Outer Banks with a fury that even took storm-hardened residents by surprise, forcing people to climb into their attics and onto their roofs. Hundreds were feared trapped by high water, and neighbors used boats to rescue one another. Medics and other rescuers rushed to Ocracoke Island to reach some who made the mistake of defying the mandatory evacuation orders along the 200-mile ribbon of low-lying islands. The winds are now down to 90, much weaker than what hit the Bahamas when the winds reached over 180 miles an hour and have already been credited to killing over 30 people. Stocks finished with only a slight uptick this week. The S&P 500 inched up 2.7 points to 29.78. The Dow Jones Industrial up 69 points to 26.797. And the NASDAQ down 13 to 81.03. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. A lot going on that you can get engaged and involved with, and you should get engaged and involved. Right? Like I tell you guys all the time, just don't spew party line. Don't spew the quote-unquote Twitter line. Go find out for yourself. Get informed. Get engaged. And that's how you should be talking to things, with things, and at things. I've asked Terry Littlepage to join me. He's the owner of Range Broadcasting and co-owner of Spreely, which stands for Speak Freely. It's a social media alternative to Facebook. We joined up just a little bit ago. I find it really easy to use. I find it easy to get other people involved and engaged with. But here's the part that bothers me. Would you people please stop posting links to Facebook on other social media sites? It kind of defeats the whole purpose of not driving traffic to their sites and bringing people to your site. We all started at zero. You can get it working again. Anyway, Terry, thanks for joining me. I appreciate your time.
Thanks.
Well, now, Spreely, let's talk about that. You said that's short for Speak Freely, correct?
Right.
All right, some of the other people that I've had on about social media alternatives and what have you, give us some of the guidelines as to, you know, we all believe in free speech, but there's got to be, in my estimation, you speak to this any way you want to, there's got to be guidelines that say, look, you can't call for the killing of other people or the hurting of other people or violence against other people. Well, give me the guidelines that you work with before you would pull somebody from Spreely.
Well, that's it. We do, in our terms of service, we do shy away from pornography, which I understand has also a, some subjectivity to it. But we kind of reserve the right to make judgment calls on some of that stuff. But we do have, we are a little more lenient if it's being posted into a group or a page where it's not hitting the main timeline and the general public can't see it, but it's not a pornographic site. You know, there's plenty of those out there. And then the other part is what you touched on. You know, we really are, we don't have any artificial intelligence, so we rely on community policing and reporting of people. So what we look at is if people are threatening violence or physical threats, we do have a blocking feature so that you can block people that are harassing you. But we're working, our next revision will have a more robust capability to you can completely block and never see that person. But that's really what we, you know, unfortunately, there are those types of people that get on there and they're out to cause trouble. Sure. There's some language filters that you can use. So what we try to do, what we're trying to do is build features in where you control what you see and don't see rather than us having to be, you know, on guard all the time. We don't mind being the arbiter of requests for review. But generally, we want to encourage free speech and no censorship. And there's definitely no, you know, shadow banning of any kind where your reach is inhibited. So anybody that follows you or likes you or you're involved with, they're going to see everything you post. So that's why it's crucial that the blocking feature be as robust as possible because, you know, we put the censorship in the hands of the user. So, right. You know, you're free to say whatever you want to say. You're not forced to see whatever you don't want to see. Right. So,
as well as the way it should be. I mean, I should have total control over what I want to see, what I want to talk about, what I want to put up on there. So I get that, mm-hmm. You know, but what I don't like, there are certain things that people will say, and, I, you know, some people have a difference of opinion with me, but there are some things that people will say where I just point blank go, look, I want it to stay up there because I want people to see the ignorance of this type of person, right? And I think that goes a long way, a long training way, if you would, to show people the ignorance out there and the kind of terminologies they use and what to watch for. So right now, what kind of response are you getting this freely? Are you getting people that are getting engaged or getting involved that are coming over?
You know, we are. As I mentioned in the last segment, you know, we received a lot of people that were, you know, a big portion of our users right now have been at least once or twice booted off of Facebook. So, and those tend to be on the right side of the political aisle, or at least socially.
The right side.
Yeah. We were known as Facebook jail for a while. So, but it's growing. The biggest thing I see is people. I think a lot of people on the right are so used to being chastised or whatever by the left that they kind of want a place to come to only talk about, you know, the things they can't say on Facebook. And we're trying to, and we get people over there that are, you know, not Donald Trump sycophants. You know, they'll post things that are not necessarily pro Donald Trump, and a lot of people come unhinged. You know, they're like, I get abuse reports from people that are simply posting, you know, negative posts of Donald Trump. And so we encourage you to block those people, but we're not going to stop it. And actually, we try to encourage the dialogue. You know, yeah. we say go back and chat with that guy and find out, you know, what he's thinking. So, and that's an obstacle that we're trying to overcome, but it's growing. So,
right. Well, that's good.
And
that's good. I think people have to understand again. Either you speak freely or you speak with filters, and eventually those filters will spill over to you. Eventually they're going to stop you as well. So,
well, that's right. And they are being, those filters are being applied on the other platform, on specifically on Facebook and Twitter. You are being filtered. So why would you want to come to another platform and ask that someone else be filtered? You know, that seems counterintuitive to me.
Yeah, and it's as easy to use as Facebook. It seems to flow to a big degree like Facebook. So the learning curve when you hop on there is not a big learning curve. Is that done by design?
exactly why we designed it. Facebook is a very well-designed, well-thought-out platform. The only reason Facebook is not working for everyone right now is because of the fascism and, you know, the censorship that's happening. They put, you know, rather than trying to do what we're doing where you can, you know, if I follow a page, if I follow or join a group, and I don't like what's in that group or on that page, I just unfollow it or unlike it, and that capability exists on Facebook. What I don't understand is why Facebook just doesn't leave it at that. You know, that should be enough. You know, this person doesn't want to see it anymore, so he won't see it anymore, and I should be able to see whatever I follow and whatever I like. And Facebook has built an algorithm that, you know, limits the reach. You know, right. If you've got 100,000 fans on your page and you post and you reach 10 of them, which is normal, it's typical now, that's not right. You know, so Spreely functions like Facebook used to function. You post it. Anybody that likes your page, follows your page, it's going to be in their timeline. It's going to show up. Now, their timeline may get crowded if they have lots of friends that are posting. If they have a lot of pages or groups that they follow, the timeline will you know, obviously get full, but they can choose to unlike or
right.
You know, it's their choice. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to put that.
I decide what clubs I go to, don't go to, what coffee shops I go to, don't go to, what groups I belong to outside of my home and don't. And if I don't like the way that people speak, if I don't like the way people are doing things, then I'm more than welcome not to go there anymore. I don't have to give them my money. I don't have to partake of their coffee or, you know, whatever the situation is. And that's what these should have been, should be, and should continue to be. So, you know, I'm glad you're doing this, and, you know, I support guys like you. And also, let's when it comes to, we were just talking during the break about Parlay, which is more like a Twitter type of program. And I kind of like the fact that you're not trying to do everything all at once. I really do. I think you have to focus on certain things. And, you know, Parlay took forever, and I think they finally approved on Apple, right? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. It took you a year to get Apple approval to be in the Apple store. That's got to be scary because they can yank you down anytime they want to. But we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. So we'll see your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies, and every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. So in response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 2nd to 9th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And we're hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. And with Hurricane Dorian, we need to sometimes send blood from areas that aren't in need to need. So if you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood can save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Okay, nothing says Americana like Charlie Daniels, right? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You've got that chat room on the website and a few other places, but I want to get right back to it because, you know, I love this stuff because I love choice. As a conservative, we should all love choices. We should all love the freedom to go to the platform we want to go to get our message out the way we want to get it out to. And for some of you conservatives who just love when we're not live on Facebook or something goes sideways on Facebook, we don't see you, that's wrong. You either like the show because you like the content of the show, you want to support the show. I'm probably one of the few guys that actually goes live on his own website as well. So if you don't want to support any social platform for whatever reason, you can support us directly on our website. But don't support places like, look, one night, what did we say? We said, I used Zuckerberg's name too much. I was making fun of him for wanting everybody to have a basic pay. Remember, universal pay for everybody in the country. And all of a sudden, the show got shut down. Gee, I wonder how that happened. So this is not going to happen in some of these newer social media platforms, including Spreely. I have Terry Littlepage on with me. He's the owner of Range Broadcasting and co-owner of Spreely, a social media alternative to Facebook. And first of all, Terry, thanks for being with me. And you started all this because you got bit too, right?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what we were doing wrong. I mean, Facebook Facebook removed 11 million fans with no explanation. I don't know. YouTube, they gave very ambiguous references to what we're doing. Most of what we were doing on YouTube was live streaming. So, you know, it wasn't like, I mean, not like live streaming a program. We were out in Portland filming like Andy Ngo, or we were out in Washington, D.C. or Baltimore filming. And that's what most of our videos were. And, you know, 99% of them weren't violent. There was altercations, but there was not, you know, we didn't leave up the you know, the bloody beatings that we actually did see. And then the other thing that they did is we had some videos where music was playing in the background, just, you know, not our music, just the video picked up music that was copyrighted, apparently. And so they used that excuse to demonetize most of our videos because of, you know, stuff we didn't have any real control over. So, and then, you know, a lot of these YouTube creators that do that, they, you know, I was talking to a guy named Austin Fletcher. He has a program called Fleckus Talks, and he wakes up in the middle of the night. They wake up in the middle of the night to make sure that their videos haven't been demonetized. And if they have, they can contest it, as quickly as possible. So those views that they're getting, they don't lose monetization on, but they minimize the damage. So it's just crazy.
And I, you know, I know him. I've seen him out and about. He is, to a big degree, very generic in the way in his approach, and he's never harsh. You know, I mean, seriously.
He's not. He's actually definitely his comments are not, because mostly what he does is he'll ask a question, and then he'll let a liberal blather on and make fools of themselves. So that's basically his shtick. You know, he puts his microphone on the end of a wooden spoon and lets them spew out their stuff, but he's at risk, you know, just like everyone else.
All of us are. So, and again, I keep coming back to the same thing every time, is I don't understand it. You made that point earlier. It's kind of like if you go to the auto mechanic on a regular basis and they keep taking you to the cleaners and they never really fix the problem, why do you keep going back to them? And it's the same thing here. A lot of us make money off of content, right? And you go to these places. YouTube's excuse, they didn't say, you know, you've got a copyright problem. Theirs, to me, in the beginning, I think it was 2,800 videos, they were no longer advertiser-friendly. And I even wrote an email to them. I said, my advertisers love them. I don't know what the problem is with yours, right? So they can give you any reason, and who are you fighting? You're fighting the same person that pulled it. It's just kind of ridiculous. So
and they'll respond back with, you know, there's some obvious mistakes they made in ours. You know, and they would say, yeah, we manually reviewed this, and we still believe that this is a copyright infringement. So it's a battle of attrition. They're fighting a long war. You know, we're kind of in the trenches fighting the small battles, and they're in it for the long haul. They'll wear us all down. So but they wore me down already. I already quit. So
I don't even try to send people there. The only thing I use YouTube for right now is storage, because it's free. You know, and if they ever figure out that that's what we're doing it for, we're screwed, right? But we don't get much traction there anymore at all. So I just leave the stuff there again. It's a storage place for me, and that's it. But speaking of broadcasting, you know, digital broadcasting, online broadcasting, it's not becoming a big thing. It is a big thing. Now, you are the owner of Range Broadcasting. Tell people what that is and why it came about.
Well, Range Broadcasting was, a defensive move against the YouTube issue. So we created a broadcasting platform for content creators where the videos are actually stored on our servers. They're not you know, they're not subject to removal unless, you know, we remove them. We don't really even review them. So what we do is we offer for a content creator a place to show your videos and be relatively confident or very confident that they're not going to be removed for censorship reasons. It's a lot like Spreely in that regard. But we've also kind of gotten on the bandwagon of, you know, the Blaze TV or Fox Nation, that sort of subscription type platform, so that these video creators can not only keep their videos safe, but they can also monetize them with subscriptions, donations, that sort of thing. We recently built into the system, a lot of content creators made a move when their videos were being demonetized to a platform called Patreon or Subscribestar.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Patreon specifically has already removed a friend of our, Laura Loomer's account, Liz Croken's mm-hmm. account.
Yep.
So they won't, you know, they won't, either, I think.
Dave Rubin, I mean, an openly gay talk show host, Dave Rubin, got a great long, they call them long-form interviews, and uh-huh. they wouldn't allow him to take yeah. money on Patreon
yeah.
anymore. And it was just because he wasn't a hardcore a lefty. He wasn't a gay person that was for the left and the left only. It's just nuts.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, and so what we've done is we've incorporated that into the, you know, the video storage also. So if you're on one side, if you're a video content creator, you can come run your videos there, get subscribers, earn money from subscriptions, earn money from tips and upsells and boosts and that sort of thing. Your videos are safe. If you're a content viewer, you can come and for, you know, $10 a month, you can see. Right now, we've got about 22 content creators that are submitting content to us. Now we add about 200 hours of video a month. So for, you know, for a subscription fee, you can donate to one of your like on Patreon right now, the issue is, like, say, you know, Joe Messina is on Patreon. For $20, you can support him. Well, for $20, you basically get access to Joe Messina's content, whereas on the range, you pay your, in this case, $10, you get access to everybody that's on there. So not just, you're not just limited to one person. You're supporting that one primary person that you wanted to support, but you also get access to all the content of all the other creators. So they're out there pushing people to the range to watch their videos over there. And so we monetize them similar to Google. We run ads on Roku and Fire TV and Apple TV. And then on the website, it's ad-free, but it's but everybody with a subscription can watch unlimited content over there.
And again, you know, that's the big way that it should be. We should be able to decide who, what, where, how, and when. And they're taking that away from us. And people don't realize that they are directing you. They are pushing you in a direction. It's scary,
yeah.
For me anyway. It's really scary
to
see this happen, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's scary. We prefer, like, more of an a la carte type of menu, you know? It's like, I'll have one of these and one of those, and I didn't like that, so I don't want that anymore. And, you know, it seems like common sense, and you kind of think you're getting it when you're on Facebook. If you're a user of Facebook or Twitter, you kind of feel like that's what you're doing when you like a page or join a group or whatever. But then when you never see anything from those, you don't really realize you're not seeing it. So
right.
They've kind of, it's very clever what they did, but it's
quickly tell people you know, how they can sign up for it real quick, and we'll do more with it later.
Spreely.com. It's spelled just like it sounds, and rangebroadcasting.com. So check them both out.
Very good. And I appreciate your time with me tonight. I always appreciate your time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Seriously. Don't go away. Heat up your coffee. Cool down your drink, whatever you're doing, and come on back.